Hello, and welcome to episode 0 of the Critmedic podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Walenzak. This is sort of the pre-episode of the podcast, a prequel, if you will. While we get everything set up for the launch of our podcast, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the format and setup of the podcast, as well as give you an idea about who exactly I am. To answer the last part, I am that guy. Most agencies have at least one. I am that guy that people tend to reference in the event you ever wanted an overly detailed or nerdly answer to a question, or whenever brevity simply won't do. I'd like to give a shout out to Peter Bonadonna, my medic school instructor and probably king nerd of all things EMS. Every time I see him, I always learn something new. And it's probably his fault that I am the way that I am. Thank you, Peter. I've been in EMS for some shape or form since about 2004, and I've been a medic for about 5 years. EMS was never really intended to be my career. I sort of got into this by accident, I guess you could say. After I flunked out of SUNY Fredonia for music performance and education, I went off to a local community college for criminal justice, because, you know, that's the same thing, right? I decided that I should probably brush up on my first aid, so that I could ventilate someone that I ventilate, if you know what I mean. Also, police officers are often the first on scene for many medical emergencies, so it was just the logical choice. It just so happened that this EMT thing happened to fit better into my class schedule than the first aid class. So I took EMT, and it was outstanding. It was informative, entertaining, and all around enjoyable. Steve Carlo, the instructor there, did a phenomenal job inspiring students. Once I got my basic in January of 04, I decided to probably do something with it. I mean, I have this certification, might as well, I don't know, do things. So I joined the local volunteer fire department. After a little while of that, I decided, hey, this is something I could get paid to do. You know, at least until that civil service police or fire job opens up, you know, just as a temporary gig, right? Well, working for the local commercial service, I sort of started to feel the limitations of what I could do as an EMT basic. So I did the logical thing, and I stepped up to EMT Intermediate, which in New York at the time was the I-85 level, for those who are familiar. After a little bit, I realized that I was still a basic EMT with IVs. And I felt the glass ceiling of my scope of practice once again. So I went to Monroe Community College, which has an outstanding program. Anyways, so quite obviously, I got my paramedic. And I went back to school for my critical care paramedic through a University of Maryland satellite location. Now I'm working for some review material for my flight paramedic certification. Though I have my NAMC instructor cert and I'm an FTO at my agency, I'm really not actively involved in education at the moment. I prefer to think of myself more as a mentor than anything else. So, the podcast came about from listening to all the high-quality SMAC and FOMED material out there. There are many great podcasts, like MCRIT, which, if you're not already a listener, I highly recommend you go. Most of the EMS podcasts are good in their own right, too, but they're of a different style and focus. Many are more discussional in nature and less informational. Some are more news or operations-oriented. I wanted to bring a high-quality FOMED-style podcast into the world of pre-hospital care. Scott Weingart often says, bringing upstairs care downstairs. I'd like to merge the worlds of critical care and pre-hospital care, because there's often a good deal of overlap, especially where critical care intra-facility transfers are concerned. My general goal for these podcasts is to make them somewhere between 10 and 20 minutes long. Studies have shown that the average adult attention span is 18 to 22 minutes. One standard deviation below that is about 16 minutes, which I feel might be, well, you know, respective of some in this particular field. I mean, let's face it, paramedic textbooks are written at the 10th grade reading level. Plus, I'm not immune from getting distracted by shiny objects or going off on a tangent of a tangent of a tangent of a tangent. And, well, what are we talking about? All right, the podcast. So, my hope is to get this podcast out to you weekly with fresh episodes. But I do have to work for a living, so that might not always be possible. So I hope you stick around and join me for this weekly-ish podcast. We've got some exciting content lined up for you with a couple of guests. Episode 1, which will feature everything you wanted to know or needed to know about pain and pain management in about a 20-minute bolus, will be out sometime soonish, probably early next week. In the meanwhile, if you want to join the social media discussion, you can follow us on Twitter at TheCritMedic or Facebook.com/CritMedic. We're also on SoundCloud, LinkedIn, Google+, and hopefully soon to be on iTunes as well. So stay tuned, and we'll catch you right here.